you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, February 1st, 2016. Happy February, everyone. We made it through January. And Lord willing, this weather will stay kind of nice. But as we all know, especially here in Illinois, we're certainly to have some colder weather in the days ahead, probably some snow. But that's how it is for us Midwesterners and our Indiana friends, too. Hey, I have some notes for today's edition of Mark and Friends. Lot to cover. I'm solo here in the home studio, but I hope to give you an overview on Founders Week, which starts tonight, an update on the theater troupe and singing men of GNN, which has rehearsals tonight, a fund sponsor update, and a call to other businesses and service providers to offer some novelty items or knickknacks or coupons for our 500 gift boxes. A free Dr. Lutzer book, hardbound, one per household, for those attending our upcoming anniversary celebration. And let's see, a special Dr. Lutzer God sighting. So Lord willing, those will be some of the things that are shared on today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Monday edition. But before I highlight some of those updates, here's Fernando Ortega, Children of the Living God, as we sing to the Living God. Part of his phrasing in this wonderful song. And so on this new start to a new week, to a new month, let's let Fernando lay the groundwork, and I invite you all to sing along. Here's Fernando Ortega.
Children of the Living God, come and sing, sing out loud. Children of the Living God, sing to the Living God. Of the wonders he has made, bird in flight, falling rain. Sing of the wonders he has made, sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love, he who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood, sent his spirit like a flood. Children of the Living God, sing to the Living God. Sing of his gentle healing hands, how they found the lowliest man. Sing of his gentle healing hands, sing to the Living God. Of the mercy that he gives, though we sin, he forgives. Sing of the mercy that he gives, sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love, he who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood, set his spirit like a flood. Of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing for the morning when clouds, glorious sun, sing for the morning when he comes, sing to the living God.
How he loves us with great love, he who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood, sent his spirit like a flood.
Children of the living God.
Wonderful song to start off a new day, a new week, a new month. in this relatively new year. That was Fernando Ortega, Children of the Living God. Well, I'm going to feature two more songs in a few minutes. One by Selah, Before the Throne of God, and then Honey Tree singing I See the Lord. In order to get us grounded for Founders Week, it begins tonight at 7 p.m. on WGNN. Now, realizing that this broadcast also is on WGNJ, our 89.3 FM listeners, which includes East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana, Founders Week will be heard live, coverage from the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago with the theme No One Like Him. And so that begins tonight at 7 p.m. on WGNN 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM. And so those two songs I'll play will kind of get us grounded in the theme for this year's Founders Week, No One Like Him. We serve a great and awesome and mighty God, and there is no one like him. And as it says in Isaiah 40, verse 25, to whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Well, there is no equal to God, and what a privilege and blessing to know him in a personal way. And he desires all of you to enter into relationship with him. As it says in James 4:8, draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. One of my favorite verses, kind of a life verse that always helps me kind of course correct. Am I seeking after God? Am I knowing him? And am I helping him to be known? So Founders Week begins tonight, 7 p.m. Paul Nyquist, the Moody president, will deliver an opening message. And you'll hear there'll be music and interactions with the crowd and sometimes little drama or updates. You'll really feel a part of this conference. And with the live coverage, it's just very much a blessing, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So for our 89.3 FM listeners, if you can tune in, probably 102.5 FM, expect Founders Week all week long, 7 to about 9 or 9:30 p.m. And for those of you that are regulars on WGNN and expect David Jeremiah at 9 p.m., just in case Founders Week goes over, because it's live coverage, we'll schedule Dr. Jeremiah all week long at 9:30 p.m. Then tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning on WGNN, we'll have the live morning sessions, and they go from about 9:30 till noon. So those of you that have tuned in over the years and just look forward to this special week of Bible teaching and this conference, it all launches tonight and the day sessions tomorrow on Tuesday. Well, let me mention two other things before I play a couple songs to get you grounded in that Founders Week message, No One Like Him. But if you heard this weekend, I put out a call for cast members to join our Great News Radio Theater Troupe. There's a rehearsal tonight at 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. We're working on, I think, five or six different skits. A few of them may be debuted at our anniversary celebration on April 7th. So if you're interested or want to know more about the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, you can stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and there's a theater troupe link, and there's all sorts of information. Or just show up tonight at 7 p.m. to the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, which incidentally is where the Singing Men of GNN will also be rehearsing at 7 p.m. So men, if you have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, come join in on the fun, as this is a great men's fellowship, and our rehearsals are 7 to 9 p.m., also at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Well, now for a little music, I'll play these two songs back to back. The first by Selah, Before the Throne of God Above, followed by Honey Tree's rendition of I See the Lord. Here's Selah.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfectly a great high priest whose name is love. Whoever lives and pleads for me, my name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that well in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart.
Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see him there, who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me, to look on him. Perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood, my life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood, my life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
Just love both of those songs. The first one by Selah, Before the Throne of God, followed by Honey Tree, I See the Lord. I shared those as a way of highlighting Founders Week that begins tonight, the evening sessions all week long, 7 to 9 or 9:30 p.m., and then tomorrow the day sessions start 9:30 to noon. All live coverage from the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago being broadcast on WGNN, our three frequencies, 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM. So tune in and enjoy Founders Week all week long. Well, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, there were some special God sightings and updates I wanted to share with y'all. And one has to do with a caller. He's a regular listener. I think I can say his name, Daryl Ramey. He works with Casey's. All of you know the great Casey's that are like gas stations with the food service and sandwiches and fixins and kind of a mini grocery store located in so many of our communities. Well, Daryl oversees like 8 different units, and he said, Mark, I'm a regular listener, and I want to see if Casey's can be a sponsor of your event in April. Maybe we could do something like a free pizza coupon or something else. And so he's working on that. Maybe it won't come together, but the fact that he was going to be intentional and speak to his supervisors and those that can decide that, I thought was so wonderful that he's initiating. And so I kind of throw that out to some of you. Maybe you work for Health Alliance. We had them as a sponsor many years ago, and they gave us these little Band-Aid kits. And so we're trying to find some special additions to our 500 gift boxes. So you may work for a company. Maybe you're not the decision maker, but you're aware of some kind of novelty item or a good fun knickknack that can be included in our 500 gift boxes, or maybe you know somebody that owns a restaurant, and in light of our 20th anniversary, maybe you can get them to offer a 20% off coupon. Or maybe you're part of the service industry and you could allow the Great News Radio listeners to have 20% off on one of your services. So we just want to make these gift boxes a real fun resource for you, filled with all sorts of good stuff. And so be thinking about that. And if you need more information, Marianne Offenstein, our project manager, and myself will get back to you. Or maybe you have a special lead on somebody that could offer something into our gift box or desire to be one of our sponsors, and we can talk all about that. Another real neat conversation I had with Micah Shoemate. He's with Moody Church Media, and he's one of the people I'm working through to figure out plans for Dr. Erwin Lutzer's visit down here. Well, he's offering all of our Great News Radio listeners, or at least one per household, a free copy of a hardbound book. He said it's a real nice edition of Slandering Jesus by Dr. Erwin Lutzer. So if you go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and sign up for our 20th anniversary celebration on April 7th, as you register, you'll see a little box, and I would like a free copy of that book. And so we would need you to pick it up at the event on April 7th. But it's a real nice edition, hardbound, and that's going to be offered to our Great News Radio listeners, one per household, along with discounted prices on 2 different Dr. Lutzer books, He Will Be the Preacher and 1 Minute After You Die. Both will go for $7. I think if you go onto eBay or somewhere, they're $10 to $15 each. So it's a significant discount. And again, you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Let's see. And one last God sighting mention I want to throw out there. We're still working out specifics, but it's all falling into place. And as they say, the big pieces are all coming together. But not only has Dr. Lutzer agreed to be our keynote speaker for our 20th anniversary celebration on April 7th, but he'll be staying the night, and the next morning he'll be presenting a special message to area pastors and church leaders. He's very excited to do that. He loves to pour into pastors and church leaders' lives, and so he'll share some of his own life story, and we're working to secure enough books, He Will Be the Preacher, to give these away to our area pastors. So we'll have more to say about that in the coming days and how to sign up and register. It'll probably be at 9 in the morning on April 8th, most likely a continental breakfast, and we have a location all set up. but I got to work through some of the details and maybe even find a sponsor to help defer some of the costs to give away these books. He will be the preacher to all the pastors. So more to say about that, but be praying up Dr. Erwin Lutzer for carving out not only the evening, but the next morning for our Great News Radio listeners. And if any of you tune in to his daily program, Running to Win, or listen to his messages on Sunday, you know how gifted he is and has been used of God for so many years. And so I just trust he'll be a great blessing to us all and can't wait to have him here on April 7th. Now, it's important for you to go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and sign up and be one of the first 500 that'll get a Great News Radio gift box at our event. And so stop by today, get registered, and we'll keep you all posted, those of you that have email, on some of the updates like the pre-event event with the special live music and how the evening will all come together, along with how pastors and church leaders can sign up for the special time with Dr. Lutzer on Friday morning, April 8th. Now, for those of you that are panicking and say, but Mark, I don't have an email address or internet access, you can call Karen. We're just trying to minimize all the calls that she'll receive. So if you can register online, please do. Otherwise, you can call Karen at 217-367-7777. All right, everyone, we're launching into this new day, in a new week, in a new month, in a relatively new year. Trusting and praying you'll be the fragrance of Christ wherever you go today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
I will exalt you, my God, and I will praise your name. I will extol you, Lord, forever and ever. Great are you, Lord, our Father, most worthy of